ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. యాక్చువల్లీ హియర్స్ 31 ఇస్ దేర్ టెక్స్ట్, బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టూ అదర్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ పర్పోర్ట్. So I'll repeat that, then we can go for this. Vajashvinam vadim jetam na samartosti kaschana bhavadvido bhavan vapi varjayiteshwaram harim vijashyati na kopi naam బ్రహ్మతేజా సమేదితం నాశ్య శక్తా పునస్తాతుం కృతన్నత్యస్య యతాజన. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: నీదర్ యూ నార్ యువర్ మెన్ క్యాన్ కాన్కర్ ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ బలి. ఇండీడ్, నో వన్ బట్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ క్యాన్ కాన్కర్ హిమ్, ఫర్ హీస్ నౌ ఈక్విప్డ్ with the supreme spiritual power, Brahma Tejas. As no one can stand before Yamaraj, no one can now stand before Bali Maharaj. The 30th one. Tasma nilayam at utrasya utrasya yuyam sarve trivistopam yata kalam pratikshanto యత శత్రుర్ విపర్యాయః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: దెర్ఫోర్ వెయిటింగ్ అంటిల్ ద సిచ్యువేషన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఎనిమీస్ యూ రివర్స్ యూ షుడ్ ఆల్ లీవ్ దిస్ హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్ అండ్ గో ఎల్స్ వేర్ వేర్ యూ విల్ నాట్ బి సీన్. సో నౌ వి హావ్ కమ్ టు దిస్ టెస్ట్. ఏష విప్రబల సంపతి ఉజ్జిత విక్రమేవామపాప్నేన స్నూబందో వినర్క్షయత్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Bali Maharaj has now become extremely powerful because of the benediction given him by the Brahmanas. But when he later insults the Brahmanas, he will be vanquished along with the friends and assistants. Purport: Bali Maharaj and Indra were enemies. Therefore, when Brahaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, predicted that Bali Maharaj would be vanquished when he insulted the Brahmanas by whose grace he had become so powerful, Bali Maharaj's enemies were naturally anxious to know when that opportune moment would come. To pacify King Indra, Brahaspati assured him that the time would certainly come for Brahaspati could see that in the future Bali Maharaj would defy the orders of Shukracharya in order to pacify Lord Vishnu, Vaman Dev. Of course, to advance in Krishna consciousness, one can take all risks to please Vamandev. Bali Maharaj risked defying the orders of his spiritual master, Shukracharya. Because of this, he would lose all his property. Yet, because of devotional service to the Lord, he would get more than he expected. And in the future, the eighth Manamantra, he would occupy the throne of Indra again. Hare Krishna. I needed all the blessing from you Vaishnavas so that I can purify myself and try to speak some of the nectar which is given by the Srimad Bhagavatam itself for my purification. So I needed all the blessing, all of the Vaishnavas, all the senior devotees, all of you. Hare Krishna. Actually, the earlier slokas, the translation is here like that because he has already, Bali Chakravarti, Bali Maharaj has already got blessing from Brahmanas, Bhrigumuni, and other Brahmanas. So he is very much powerful. Spiritually he is very much powerful. He is called extraordinarily powerful. So, in this 29th sloka, neither you nor your men can conquer this. Actually, Brahaspati gives him the order to Indra. Because whenever there is a calamity, these people take shelter of Brahaspati. And he's the spiritual master of the demigods. He knows what will be the future. So he gives the instruction. Now, Bali Maharaj is very, very powerful. You can't conquer him. The only thing is that you should quit. Quit this place. Because the time will come, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will conquer him. Up to that time, you have to quit this place. So, he's so much equipped. And even he's, as no one can stand before Yamaraj, same way, nobody can stand at present with front of Bali Maharaj. This is one of that translation. And extremely powerful. Nobody can get any sort of victory if anybody goes, because the time is bad. Always we see, even in this today, day-to-day time also, we'll see whether our time is good. Many people go out just to see whether it is Amrita Kala or Rahu Kala time. Actually, the time is bad because the opposite party is very powerful. So, this is not the right time for taking any sort of risk. So, now you quit from here. Because he knows the future. That's why they always take the suggestion from the spiritual master. It is the principle actually. And finally, Prabhupada in his purport he says, Bali Maharaj and Indra both are enemies. So, spiritual master Brahaspati is the spiritual master of demigods, predicted the day will come, Bali Maharaj's strength will get vanquished because he'll offend some of the Brahmanas. So naturally his strength will get vanquished. So that time you can have the opportunity because Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will take all the charges. So the main thing here, Prabhupada says, for Shukracharya, his order, he is negating it. No. Finally, the thing happens because what happens is, he's already promised for when the time comes, Vamandev comes, he's taking some promise, but Shukracharya, he's saying, don't give this. You can remove your promise back. You can take it back because this is Vishnu who has come. So there will be definitely, you will be defeated. And even in Shastras, there are proper procedures are there to take back your promises. That is there. I will give you proper principles, Shukracharya was saying. Actually, this Bali is most obedient and a pure devotee, is a Mahajan. Any sort of contamination cannot affect him at all, because he was a grandson of Prahlad, son of Virochana. So this parampara has got a very powerful spiritual strength. This is actually comes from the family itself, because the culture which he has got, this the very spiritual culture, because it has come from Prahlad Maharaj. That's why whenever we see that the children should take the blessing from the elderly people. These are all the transcendental benediction. Nowadays in the modern world, people don't understand that because they could not get that culture. So this culture of taking blessing, that is most important, especially for Pandavas. Pandavas and Kauravas, the Pandavas, they used to be very humble. They used to take immediately blessing from everyone. You can refer when Kurukshetra war was supposed to start, they have blown the conch shell. Yudhishthir Maharaj just gets down from the chariot and he was walking towards that. Even everyone got shocked. What is there? He is going for surrendering or something. He was going in midst of that war field and he is going and touching the feet of Bhishmacharya and Duryodhana. Dronacharya. Of course, you won't mind to touching Duryodhana also. Like that, he's so humble. But he's taking blessing of Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya. That time, Bhishma Pitama says, if you have not taken the blessing, definitely I would have been cursed you. He blessed it. Blessed him that you'll be Vijayi Bhava. You'll be successful. You'll be victorious. That's all. You got that, you know, transcendental weapon already. He succeeded. So this is the humility, that humbleness. This is the culture. Even this Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find so many things. The stories are not important actually. Here, even this person, he was quite aware of, Bali Chakravarti knows. If it has 100 yaga, yajna, definitely he'll get. But he knows, he can't do it also. But some other, he wanted the benediction, that he wanted the mercy, he wanted to surrender, he wanted to give everything to Krishna, everything to Lord. That was the arrangement of devotees. They know each and everything. They're not ordinary human being. This is, the culture always counts actually. The main thing is culture. It is a family culture which has come. And actually, whenever the, any earlier days, anywhere you wanted to give going to enroll your name in some school or colleges, they used to write the village name plus father's name, even father's father's name, grandfather's name. This was the thing. And by that they can see how is this area people are cultured or not. Immediately they got institution knows what about this culture of that area. That area is not a good area. They will say, oh, this is a wonderful area. That depends on. This is the culture they find. And this particular person's name. So same way, Bali Chakravarti is not an ordinary person. He was a pure devotee. He's a Mahajan. And he knows what is the goal of life. It is the it's a parampara, family parampara. It's not an ordinary thing. So, he got a very powerful mercy. He got a very powerful mercy from Supreme Personality of Godhead also. That's why he became a so great devotee. Unless the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we cannot become devotees. That also pure devotee. They already got the mercy. This is particular drama they show to the people how to do this. Like really in the stage they do it. They know it. Like Arjuna. Arjuna was a pure devotee. But Lord made him to bewilder so that he should ask certain questions. And then Bhagavad Gita will be prepared. Krishna knows what is the best. These are all the great souls. So he out of this Navvida Bhakti, and he is a personification of Atmanivedan. entire thing surrendering is very difficult job, right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, we all can do it. We can come certain level. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Padasevanam, Atma Nivedanam is very difficult. Right? You have to surrender everything. Kirtanam, by tongue, we can vibrate the tongue, we can do some Kirtan. Archanam also very nicely, ready-made things are there. This thing is very difficult job. Somebody will come and say, tomorrow you have to quit your entire house. You have to give it to Krishna or temple. We'll go to the court immediately. We can't say, no, it is for the temple, it is going, it belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Nobody will remember. So this is very toughest thing actually. Whatever Bali Maharaj has done is not ordinary thing. And he has pleased Lord totally, very nicely. Even Shukracharya objects. There's proper principles are there. Even though you have promised, don't worry. As per Shastric way, I can give you a remedy. But he said, no. Now, it's the word of universe. People, once they speak, it's the word of the universe. No, they won't change at all. Because now the trend is quite different. They can change the statement whatever the way they like. But this is not that. The word of the universe. Arjuna, when he heard that Abhimanyu has been killed in a cheating way by Jayadratha, immediately he just took, before tomorrow's sunset I'll kill Jayadratha, otherwise I'll enter to the fire. So you got shocked. These Kshatriyas, this is the word of the universe, nobody can change it. So powerful it is. So even though he said, when Vamadeva was asking, 3 feet land, he said, yes, I am ready to give anything. So then spiritual master, he comes and advises him, now you change it, whatsoever it is, I can't change it. It's the word of the universe. This is the purity. This is the power actually. He says, your promise can be denied, don't worry. There is a Shastrical injunction, being a guru, I can show you. He said, no. Because he is a pure devotee. He knows what is actually. What is a pure devotional service? Nothing is above Krishna to them. Pure devotees, nothing is above Krishna. What are the other things, alternatives? They're all low level. Actually, Prabhupada, when he speaks, I was in the altar that time, Prabhupada was saying, Bhagavad Gita could be understood only the person who totally wanted to serve Krishna 100%. There is no priority. Only Krishna is their priority. Such people, they will understand Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and everything is within him, and he is ultimate. For such people can only understand Bhagavad Gita. So this category of Bali Maharaj, it comes under that. It's all transcendental thing. So that's why Atha Punja Duja Shrestha Varna Ashrama Bhagasha Stanu Stithasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. Whatever the principles you are going to do it, if it is not pleasing Krishna, it is all waste. They have the principle 24 hours. Maybe a top class Brahman, whoever he may be. This is the particular thing. His only goal is to please Krishna. That was his goal. And even Prahlad, you can see that even the topmost university, Hiranyakashipu is created. No university will be like that at present modern world. Material university. Shanda, Amarka, they are the topmost professors. And that Hiranyakashipu's son means he should be top class materialistic person, topmost. No Oxford or no Indian university or no Argentine university. Nothing will match on this. It's a top class. That university was there. But When he has taken shelter of Lord Krishna, this totally became uninterested. The material things was not interested at all for Prahlad Maharaj. Because he has got purified. You know, since we are in the engineering field, the magnet is attracted by iron, steel, you know. It's attracted. Every magnet is attracted. You said you can test also. The latest thing is that there is anti-magnet steel has come. The anti-magnet steel magnet is not at all attracted. So Prahlad becomes like that, anti-material. It will never attract him. Even Chandramarga, they are trying so much. No. It becomes quite distasteful. It is not his subject at all. This is power of spiritual master's instruction, that is Narad Muni. When he was within the womb, he got that power. So it became anti-magnetic steel. There's one good example. All steels are attracting magnet, but this is anti-magnet. This is Prahlad. So much he was saying, just take this. No. It's become so pure. Same way the Bali Chakravarti, Bali Maharaj, he also got distasteful for the material things. He was ready to give it, that also quite willfully. That is because of pure devotional service. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, pure devotional principle. You all know it. Regularly you are hearing Bhagavatam. Mine is something, you know, just for my purification I speak here. But Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmati Anavritam, Anukulena Krishna, Anushilanam, Bhakti Uttam. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without material desire. Through philosophical speculation or fruitive activities. This is called pure devotional service. This pure devotional service person can only, with very willingly he can hand over the thing, Atmanivedanam to Krishna. Otherwise it's impossible. It's not a pretending thing. Or Shukracharya was worried because if this person gives up everything, what will be our fate? Brahmanas, what? We got family and all, what to do? Whatever he did, it was right. But Bali Chakravarti, Bali Maharaj had his higher transcendental vision. This particular body which we have got for purifying, and we have to offer everything to Krishna, surrender everything to Krishna. That is pure devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj got the mercy from his spiritual master, automatically he got everything purified. Nobody can impose anything. And he has taken total shelter of the Lord. So, particularly, Ishopanishad, Ishavasam idam sarvam. This sloka, when we say it belongs to Krishna, and practically these Mahajans, they have expressed practically. This really belongs to Krishna. That's why when Shukracharya was saying, of course, it will come in the next purports. He said, you just forget that. Whatever the promise you have done, I can give the remedy. Don't worry. Take back your words. Nothing to worry. He said, how can you say like that? Being a spiritual master, what belongs to Krishna, and the Lord himself comes and he takes from me. How can you say that I should not hand over this thing to the Lord? What type of master, spiritual master? I quit you. I do not want. I just leave you today. That was the way. Even though there will be some reaction, as it is said, the Brahmanical thing, blessing, he got little curse. But little curse is there, but he is pleasing the Supreme Lord. Krishna conscious is that. He is pleasing the Supreme Lord, that is the highest purpose. He gets Sutala Loka after that. You all know the story. And Sutala Loka, when Krishna, Lord says, You have pleased me such a way, you have given everything to me. Now because of that, you are such an austerity, Atmanivedan. Bali Chakravarti, Bali Maharaj, I'll become a doorman of that, doorkeeper of that Sutala Loka. How much? What a wonderful Lord has become, you know, serving the devotee. This is an example. After devotee serves the Lord nicely, and Lord, there is a competition. Lord wanted to serve the devotee. This is an example, even Raghunath Das Goswami. He was there in Radhakund. He was in hot sun, and Radharani is just removing her pallu and keeping a shade. And that was watched by Sanatana Goswami. So this is what we can see. Lord wanted to serve the devotee. That is ultimate, actually. So here, it is not that mental speculation, this, that. It is true. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam tatai bhajame. Which degree you wanted to surrender, according to that degree, Lord rewards, actually. This is the truth. No? And same way, even these Mahajans, actually, he is one of the Mahajan. This Mahajan, when we hear it, Prabhupada says, you have to try to follow their footsteps. You have to follow their footsteps. You can't imitate them. You have to follow the footsteps. Prabhupada always used to say, you have to follow the footsteps of Shad Goswamis. You have to become pure devotee. You have to follow the footsteps. You should have that sincere desire. Because I am not purified. So many years I am chanting the holy name. Still my material desire is not reduced. Or I have still lusty, greed desire. So we have to beg with the Lord all the time after chanting. Chanting means we are begging. We are the real beggars. We are begging with the Lord. 16 rounds, two hours we are begging in the morning. All the time. Plus all the time we are beggars, actually. Everything is provided by Lord. Even oxygen is provided by Lord. Everything is provided by Lord. You have to beg all the time. Suppose otherwise, nowadays the chemical action, or nowadays the, we don't know what type of gases the people are storing. we had that, which was that gas was, where was that? Bhopal gas. We don't know. Night, if anybody, we don't know who stored such gas. If in any entire Bombay can sleep all the time, they can take the rest eternally. Such a gas. So we don't know. There are different equipments, nuclear things, and so all the time we have to beg all the time, 24 hours. Even you are in the bus, you are in the car, you are in the train, you are going somewhere. Like Madan Gopal Babu is always going to Ratnagiri and all. So all the time he has to beg more, because nowadays they keep the bombs and all the time. Even in the train, even in the flight, you have to really beg more. So begging is always there. That's why this all these tribulations and problems, because we remember Krishna. It's a benefit for remembering Krishna. Hardly we remember this, you know. Hardly we don't understand this. When we were earlier, when we were doing this Govardhan Parikram, I was very new and not allowed to wear footwear. You have to go barefoot. Nowadays it's very, the roads are very clear there in Govardhan. Earlier it was very rough. So many thorns used to enter. And I was very new. What is this? Thorns are intent. There are 4 or 5 doctors. They are ready. They are only busy removing their thorns, you know. There's a group is there. Oh, thorn. You got thorn? Go to that doctor. So they were busy removing. All the doctors had very busy schedule that time. I said, what is this? The only simple remedy is that just footwear. Just what is this? And Radhana Swami Maharaj used to say, oh, you got the thorn. Or you are getting purified. I was not understanding what purity. Such a big thorn is gone. How it is purified, I don't understand. As per our karmic reaction, there's some sort of tone will go, it will remove a little bit, and I don't know, transcendentally you are getting purified. Then I understood Sanatana Goswami used to do the bigger parikrama daily. Then I said, then it is not bad. Somewhere at least once in a year we are moving. So that was the thing. And the very next day, not to use footwear at all. Remove all chappals. You walk. Oh my God, what is this? So this is a purification factor we understand later. That's why so many impediments come just for our purification. Kali Yuga, everything is bad here. You can't get see the anywhere. Of course, the devotees won't see the news and all. Some headlines we see sometimes. Otherwise, whether Bombay is open or closed, whether there is a strike, we should know that. That's all. Otherwise, everything is bad here. You don't know many people. You don't know Bombay is banned today. Bus is not. I don't know. You are in Bombay or somewhere. You are in Bombay or somewhere else. It's given in the TV. Our TV is in TP. So this is the thing. At least we should know some of the thing. Everything is bad here. That is always the thing. But one thing is that we got one ultimate nectar we are having and highest wealth we are having. That is taking shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So, the main important thing is that we have to follow the footsteps of our Mahajan. We should understand that. At least, if we don't hand over the things, at least we should have total disconnection from this wealth, you know. This is what we have to learn from Bali Chakravarti. Bali Chakravarti is handing over to, is so fortunate to Lord. At least we, remaining in this material before leaving the body, if we should have that consciousness, at least let me have disconnection from this material opulences or material connection so that I can remember Krishna much better. It will be an impediment. So here the main thing I wanted to say, even the top university, material university is going on. But you are taking the shelter of Krishna, then ultimately you will turn like the steel which is anti-magnet. So thank you very much. So the time up. Any one question I can take, I think. Anybody has got any question? You're all tired? Tired of the class? Anything? Any suggestion or improvement? Tika tippani? We have to go to Bali Maharaj. Whatever he is expressing that. Because we have to follow that footstep, chanting the holy name, you will become extraordinary, extra devotee, special devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.